Our Father, tonight we have come to you once again to learn from you. Oh Lord, I pray that you teach us things we need to know in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you grant everyone an open mind, a receptive spirit to be able to receive and know what we need to know. And at the end of the day, someone's eyes shall be open to move forward in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs 23, read verse 4. The Bible says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. When thou set thy eyes upon that which is not, for riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Praise the Lord. Labor not to be rich. We're trying to look at how to be rich or how to get money to live in this world on Sunday. And we continue with that teaching. This scripture make us to see something very important. Labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. One major reason many people struggle in poverty so much till they die is that they think by much labor, by running after money, they will eventually capture money. That's what so many people do in this world. They run after this thing. Until finally obituary. And yet, they did not make the money. They were not able to get the money. The Bible says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. One of the reasons why many believers will not go to heaven is because of money. They are trying to. It's not because they didn't love Jesus. It's not they didn't want to serve God. But they are pursuing this thing called money. And in the process of pursuing money, they are offending God. They are breaking rules. They are doing so many things that heaven will never be happy with. That's the reason why the Bible says, cease from thy own wisdom. Don't think that your sense can capture money. Your ordinary sense. He said, we thou set thy eye upon that which is not. For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly. So something like that that fly, you know that it will take high intelligence to capture it. Praise the Lord. High intelligence to capture that thing. And that's how it flies. That's the reason why you see some people, they got money sometimes in their life. But after some time, the money vanished. They don't see it again. It has gone. And they end up in poverty again. And start struggling. So many other people, right from youth, they start running after this thing called money. Wake up with the money. come back late. Wake up in the morning, come back late. No time to go to church. No time to pray. No time to serve God. No time to even study. No time. What are you looking for, Oga? Money. The Bible says, riches will make wings and it will fly. And when he flies, can you catch up with an eagle in the air? No. So, that's why it requires somebody to have what I call financial intelligence. Going for the school of financial intelligence. Praise the Lord. And that's what many will never do. So, you do not labor for money. You use money to make money. That's the wisdom. You must be able to arrange yourself in a way that when you need to go for lectures to learn how to get money, you will be able to go for it without the labor for money holding you. Now, people that employ labor, and they employ you to build something or to dig ground or to do one work for them, and you come there, you start in the morning, and you do tea maybe 6 o'clock. Then you close and come back again tomorrow. Now you keep doing that. Will you ever be rich? No. Why? Because you do not have the financial IQ. Praise the Lord. When you work, you will eat the money. We were discussing something the other day. That if, for example, your job is to dig, you don't know that there is a machine that is being invented that dig ground, dig soccerway, dig foundation, dig everything. Now they are looking for people to operate that machine. You don't know how to operate it. Yours is to carry digger and shovel. You will labor till you die. And you may blame God, blame Satan, blame witch, blame wizard. That's not the issue. You need to develop an IQ on how to make money to work money. Praise the Lord. How to make money to work money. How to use money to get money. Hallelujah. So, when you use all your days in a week looking for money without knowing that, you need to study how money works. It will be equal to a life of struggle without an end. So many people you see on the streets are laboring for money. They are not intelligent, but looking for where to work for money. But the question is, when you work hard to earn a particular amount of money, at the end of the day, then what is the next thing? What happened? What do you do with the money? The same process goes on every day. Get money, spend money. Get money, spend money. Get money, spend money. And as you are doing that, days are going, years are going, and you are getting older and older. Praise the Lord. That's why you discover sometimes a young man of some times ago, who have strength to dig, to jump, to go to this place, to do this work, to do this work. Now, in the world now, it's information technology. So, the man, all he knows is just to go up and down. But after some time, the strength will no more be there. Some young people will overtake you. People will not even hire you again to come and do that work. Because they said that they don't even need people like that again, or you do not have the strength again. When you were young, you use your strength to jump up and down without developing knowledge on how do this thing work. No time to think, no time to study, no time to go for lecture. Praise the Lord. So that is what keep going on. I have a close relation who used to tell us when we were young, when you come from the town, will be telling us, you don't chew money. What you do with money is you spend it. You don't chew money. We'll be bringing new naira notes. And those 80s, we'll be bringing new naira notes. We'll be spending in chop. We'll be telling them, you don't chew money, you spend the money. You don't chew money, you spend the money. He spend the money and spend the money until he is as poor as poverty itself today. Praise the Lord. You spend money. Yes. He has chances, opportunities those days. But all he knows is to spend money. All he knows is to spend money. If all you know is to spend money, you will labor and labor. You will never get out of that cycle. And that is what goes on with people. Day to day, day to day, day to day. And when the devil see their ignorance, he capitalizes on it to wreck them. Praise the Lord. Ignorance. Ignorance is a demon. You do not allow money to push you around. Rather, you try to work to learn how to make use of this thing that pushes people up and down, whether inside church, outside church. This thing, you must study it. You must develop financial IQ in order not to run this rat race till you die without actually fulfilling your dream or pleasing your creator. Amen. Amen. So, that's why I talk about the school of financial intelligence. In Proverbs chapter 11, in verse 9, the Bible says, an hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but true knowledge. Everybody say true knowledge. True knowledge shall the just be delivered. Somebody may be just, a just man, a holy man, but yet it can be bondage. Because it is not righteousness that gives people money. Praise God. No. At all. Even when I was young in the faith, people used to teach us so many things. I thought when you become holy like this, God will just be giving you money. No, it doesn't work. We live in the same world with sinners. The same rule goes on in the same world. If you don't know it, you don't know it. So God cannot be giving somebody money because he's righteous. You must know what to do to get that thing. That's why you see sinners getting money. It's not all money that comes from sinners are demonic. Oh, maybe they go and meet Satan and they sow their soul, give them money. How many people are able to even do that? Even some people that do it, they die before their time. So, financial IQ, it can be developed by a sinner. Praise God, Lord. Financial IQ. So if anybody will enjoy financial flow, that person needs to go to the school of financial intelligence. People attend all kinds of school just to gather knowledge, which is good, but not many people attend the most important school that will make their life easy. That is the school of money. Is there any university where they have the school of money? The course for money, how to spend money. There's no course like that. As important as money is today, there is no course in the university, either in the secondary school, to teach how to make money or how to use money. People might be taught on how to get a good job, how to have a profession,
have a career, and can and to make money. But how to manage the money is not taught. Praise God. It's not taught. That is why you see so many bankers, accountants, doctors, lawyers are poor. Because nobody teaches you that. Nobody teaches you that. It is a personal course you will take for your life.
Praise the Lord.
Personal course. Even in developed world, they don't have those courses in their schools. But because they have developed, there are people who have created those courses in their private places where others learn.
Amen.
You can see an accountant who is poor. They know how they have access to money, but they don't know. Do they know how to spend the money, to make the money to work? No. No. So, in our society today, the main reason for corruption, stealing, is lack of financial intelligence. Because people don't know how to make this money. That's why you see government workers, they steal. Those who are not stealing, they are the ones that are struggling so much. If any money passes you through your table, you carry the one you will carry. Later, we will add you it. That's what goes on. Because everybody is afraid of this thing. If you are into politics and you don't steal money, what if you are out of office? What will you do? You become poor. When you know how to invest peacefully and enjoy your money without fear, why should you steal?
Praise the Lord.
Nobody will steal when you know how to master this thing called money. They will steal anything. You won't invest the funds that was made for someone else or for public projects. That's why financial intelligence is very, very important. Because you will even have peace of mind. You make money to work and your money is legitimate. No fear that somebody will come arrest you. Some other people that are not stealing are struggling financially because even the little income they earn is not able to meet up with their daily expenses. And these expenses never go down.
Praise God.
Since I grew up, I have been seeing it like that. Always going up. Always going up. Always going up. Always growing up. Always going up. Always go. Even though our own here might be a little bit funny because of bad government, but that's how it is all over the place. Things are always going up. Your expenses goes high than your income all the time. So, if you are a salary earner or they are paying you some money wherever you are doing it, nobody is going to increase your money because things are going up.
Praise the Lord.
And you are a witness to it that if government increase salary, then goods will increase in the market. Normally. So the increase they got will still go on expenses.
Praise the Lord.
So they keep remaining in that circle until peradventure they get old and die. Still struggling for this small thing called money. So, the worst of all is that when you want to teach many people, the so-called, whether believers or literate, educated people, about steps to financial freedom, they are not even interested. That's the worst.
Praise God.
And that is the worst. You don't even see interest. I remember when I teach on the in that book on breaking the yoke of poverty, the first thing is anybody that wants to come out of poverty must hate poverty with perfect hatred. How do you show that you hate it? You will do everything. You will learn everything you need to learn to overcome it. But you discover that so many people are not interested in teaching. If we say, let's come and pray, now, oh, let the demon of poverty die. We're holding 3 days program that this demon of poverty will die. People will come. Amen. Because all their mindset is that there is a demon of poverty that when he dies, then I'll just be rich. No. Praise God. Most times that demon is inside a man. Inside you. How will it go? When you are cooperating with that spirit. It will not go anywhere. If you like, pray fast. It will go. Because when you finish your prayer, you still go and do the same thing. Amen. Amen. I pray God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. So, that's the first major demon that everyone needs to fight. Having an interest to learn how to be free. Having an interest to learn. That demon is inside the mind of a man. That's why I say, as a man thinketh in his heart, even so is he. That demon will be telling you always, it will get better. Don't worry, it will get better. It will get better. Ah, life will be better. Yes, 1 year has passed. Life will be better, 10 years. Life will be better, 15 years. Life will be better, 20 years. Moving in the same circle. Take note of this. That what you don't know, years will not make you to know it. Until you go to the school to learn it. Praise God. Anything you don't know, that the fact that I'm now older, I should know this thing now. Is it true? No. That's not possible. I didn't know that 2 times 2 was 4 when I was 6 years old or 10 years old. Now that I am 50 years old, I have known it. Is that so? No. You don't know it by years. So the issue of ego better is a wrong perception. Praise God. Except you are doing something that will make things better. Ego better. Years will be going. Days are going. So you don't get to know any subject just because you are now old. Since I'm not old now, I know mathematics very well. So I can go and solve mathematics for everybody. I'm not an old man. It's not possible. Praise God. It's not possible. So also money is. So I'm not 50 years now and I have no money. No way. It doesn't work. So therefore, to be able to attain the school, you will require discipline. Everybody say discipline. Discipline is number one course in the school of money. Discipline. And so many people are not disciplined at all. And discipline brings a man that it takes humility to be disciplined. To learn discipline, you must be humble. So for someone to go to school, mostly when he's old, he has advanced, require a lot of humility and discipline. If you are not disciplined, you will continue to hold on to the old knowledge that has kept you in the same position for years. You continue to believe the same thing. You will not even when anybody is teaching, talking about it, or you say, forget about it. It's not like that. I don't believe. It's not true. You keep doing the same thing. So that's why it requires discipline and humility. As somebody to be able to learn, sit down and say, let me study. Let me learn. Like I was telling you, there are some materials, some books, some people need to read that will change their mentality. They will never read it. Some people, in my years of pastoring, even if you dash the book, they will keep the book there, or instead of the book will be lost in their hand. They will never read. They say, if you want to hide anything, for a black man, put it inside book. And it's true. That's why you see our society is the way it is today. Because so many things are kept inside book. So the black man is not going to find out that thing. The black man looking for where is the money now. That's what he wants. Is there anywhere where are they digging the oil? Go up. Oh, please come help us dig the oil and just give us the money and carry the remaining one. That's all they want. They don't want to find out. How can we do this thing by ourselves? Amen. When you listen to some people who teach, they will tell you the capital of the whole Africa. Only one or two companies, like the owner of Mark Zuckerberg, those that own Facebook and Amazon, their money is more than the whole Africa money. Praise the Lord. Only two people money pass the whole Africa money. What is the problem? The brain. The Lord will deliver us from ignorance in Jesus' name. As it is all day, so you see it trickle down to the ordinary man on the street. Trickle down. So everyone will have to deliver himself. Everyone will have to take a step to be free. Everyone. So, you will need to change, or rather, change requires humility and discipline. Change is very difficult for people. To change is a difficult thing. If I've been doing something this way and somebody wants me to change it, do you know how long I've been doing it like this? You just want me to change it? I won't. That's a resistance will come. Resistance will come. For example, somebody is a worker and his colleagues are buying a particular thing, impulse buying on credit to pay at the end of the month. Maybe I should be, or one thing that they are selling in the office in where you work. And all of a sudden, you have come to learn financial intelligence and discover that that is a road to poverty. And you want to stop it. It will be very difficult. Praise the Lord. Because you have people which is your mates are buying. You need to buy this new cloth. You need to buy this new thing. And somebody is selling it. After all, it's not troubling me now. By the end of the month, I will pay. When you come to learn financial intelligence, you will know that you cannot do that and succeed in life. So, but you discover that if you say you are not buying, maybe you are 10 or 20. Others are buying. Only you. So before you know, you will also do. Praise God. You will also do. Everybody see that circle. That is why change is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because of the people you live with, people you talk with, people you relate with, people you discuss with day after day, day after day. So they will pressurize you so that you will follow what they two are doing, even though it's wrong. So you don't want to be the only one that is left out. So that's what everyone is doing. Then for you to say no and change your way of life becomes difficult. I do not want to buy this thing on credit again. Now, when I collect my salary, I will make budget and divide the money as it should go. That takes a lot of discipline. Amen. A lot of discipline to do that. A lot of discipline. That's why many things will have to be broken down for a man to prosper. Then you cannot see the reason why it's not easy. I have to break down, this is my tithe, this is my feeding money, this is my rent money, this is my transport money, this is my saving for investments. This is my miscellaneous expenses. How many people have savings for investments? For where? When the money is not enough? So when the money is sold out, how do you follow a budget? Truly, I want to tell you from experience, it is difficult to follow a budget when you already have responsibilities. But it is easier when you are still single or no much responsibility yet. Easier to do if you will discipline yourself. Very easy. It takes all determination. It requires determination to do it. If not, you cannot save anything even when you are single. You will eat up everything. Because you live in a society. There's always a temptation to spend any money you save on liabilities. There's always a temptation to spend even any money you save. If you say, I put this 20,000 there, I put this 10,000 there. There is always great temptation to spend it. Big one. Because of urgent needs. But if you are a disciplined person, and you know that you want to one day sit and money is flowing into your account from an investment outside your regular job, then you will not allow anything to take you to your savings for investments. Praise the Lord. There's a difference between savings to chop on a rainy day and saving for investment. Amen. The only thing some people do is saving for a rainy day so that in case trouble come, then I'll go and collect the money. That's not what we are talking about. Amen. Amen. I pray God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. This is not a cheap lecture. Sorry, cheap lecture. When you discipline yourself and follow a plan, your brain will, with time, work out another source of income to take care of those pressing needs around you. Amen. You know, if you say 10,000, for example, 20,000, for example, then you will see some needs that will be bugging up for you to go and collect the money, If you discipline yourself not to do that, after some time, your brain will now open up another source of income for you to take care of those pressing needs. Praise the Lord. That's normal in life. But how can one be able to wait? That's the problem. In my own experience, the only pressing need I see in the life of a man, like in this country where we are today, is medication and feeding. That is, somebody is sick, you need to go and buy medicine, you need to go for treatment, or somebody need to eat. That's the pressing need I know that is common with us. Every other thing is nonsense. Praise God. Due to the nature of our country, feeding and medication become pressing because of the situation we are. The government does not provide anything. If not, in other clan, they have free medical care. They have those things cared for. Food is a government responsibility to make sure that everybody have food to eat in a reasonable price. But in our society, it's not like that. That's why those two things are very critical. One can manage to live in a particular place for a time until he has money to live a luxurious life. One can wear clothes, one cloth for a very long time without bothering to buy clothes if you are disciplined. But you cannot do that about food. Because if you don't eat, you're going to have problem. Or you are sick, if you don't take care of yourself, you can die. Praise the Lord. So, that's why those are the two things that are very pressing that somebody can have to take care of very well. I said that all other needs can wait until you have an investment that brings money to take care of them. What did I say? Until you have an investment that brings money to take care of those pressing needs, they can wait. That's school of financial intelligence. It's not easy to do that discipline. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That's why giving birth to so many children is very, very dangerous.
For those people who are yet to be married or who have gotten to where we are, they should learn that lesson. Amen. Learn it. Learn it. It's a bad culture in our country for people to give birth to children, give birth to children, give birth to children. It's one of the qualified ways to poverty. In fact, it's like somebody saying to himself, I want to be poor. The assumption that give birth, God will take care of them. That is a mumu talk. Praise the Lord. That's a mumu talk. God doesn't take care of them. You give birth to them, you will take care of them. I speak out of practical. So it's not something somebody will be talking. God will give birth, bring them. He will take care of them. There's no talk like that. It doesn't work in real sense. So you have to be realistic in anything you are doing. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, because the more children you have, the more money you spend. Praise God. Simple. In those days, our parents can give birth to 7 children, 8 children, 9 children, 10 children, 20 as much. Why? Because they have farm. They go to farm. But it's no more like that now. Amen. Which farm do you have to carry your children to? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10 says, if the iron be blunt and he do not wear the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. In childbearing, wisdom is profitable to direct. So you will just help yourself. You just help yourself so that you will be able to take care of some of those things that you couldn't have been able to take care of on your own. Praise the Lord. You just help yourself. You just take care of them. So God will help you to handle them in Jesus' name. So many of us who have got to that level in life, we try these days to see how to control ourselves, to see how God to help us to be able to handle some very important matters like this. The Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Now, he says, that is why, now, how do you get financial intelligence? That becomes very important. How do you get this thing? How do you get financial intelligence? Number one, you have to read books that will teach you how to invest money. Amen. That's a hard one too. You read books that will tell you how to invest money. You can invest 5,000. You can invest 10,000. It depends on what the knowledge you have part time and how you can manage yourself. Instead of just spending 5,000, you can look at what can I do with it that can give me more money. Praise God. And that is very important. Very, very important. You know, like I used to say, one of the books I read, the writer says, he started learning how to get money when he was 9 years old. Two of them. 9 years old. Started learning how to get money. Which is not common in our society here. It's not common. Because this is the thing that will play out in the real life. When you go to secondary school or you go to university and come out, the knowledge, your financial knowledge will now become a reality. Praise the Lord. Whether you are going to be struggling to survive till you even wait for your parents to marry for you, or you will know how to do things to take care of your life. To take care of your life. So that's why, if I read, and that's what I teach my children today, if I read and I know something, I will tell my children about it. Amen. When you read and you know something, you will be able to train your children on what to do. So they will avoid your pitfalls. The errors you make, they should not make it. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 24, the Bible says, Proverbs 24, verse 3. The Bible says,
True wisdom is a house builded, and by knowledge it is established. True wisdom, they build a house, and by knowledge they establish the house. Verse 4. And by knowledge, or rather by understanding, the house is established. Verse 4. By knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Knowledge will now feed the chamber. Knowledge will now make the riches to come in. Amen. Do you understand that? I know what I'm teaching you may not be easy for you to catch, but get something. I pray you get something. Amen. Just get something. It will help your life. Because there is a rat race in our society. Just running. Just going up and down. Everybody just jumping. Everybody go to work and come back. Everybody go to the street and come back. Everybody just running up and down. This same struggle. Why some few buffoons are eating the money? Verse 5 now say, a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Who increases strength? A man of knowledge. The more you know about money, the better it is for your own life. That's why, even if as a woman who starts table market, if you understand how to use money, you will be able to put that business in a position whereby it will keep running and give birth to other business. Praise the Lord. But if you are not the type who understand financial flow, you will be selling and be chopping. Selling and be chopping. Selling and be buying liability. Selling and be buying this until the business come down. Praise God. Praise God. So knowledge. A wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. So when you study how to manage things, you will now have strength to handle that matter. So that's why getting materials that will help you on this area is very important. Then number two, understand that there is a spirit of money. Everybody say there's a spirit of money. Money gets spirit. Hello? In this world, I have never seen something that intoxicates a man like money. Ogogoro don't they catch like money. Money intoxicates. That is normal to every human being. Money intoxicates. So when money enters into your hand, you do not quickly look for, if care is not taken, you will quickly look for how to spend it. What to buy with it. That's normal with every man. What do I buy with this money? What do I buy with this money? What do I buy? Have you ever noticed that? When you don't have money, you can manage. Amen? You can manage life, just money to eat this, money to do this. If some place you would have wanted to go, you will not go because you don't have money. But as soon as money enter your hand, your brain will start working. Immediately, it will roll 360 degrees. What do I do with this money now? Before you know, if you are not careful, the money go. Praise the Lord. That's money. The spirit of money. It comes to everybody. So, you should think of how to hold on to money. Hold on to money a while before spending. Amen. There's something I saw in the book of Proverbs chapter 11. It says in verse 24. It said, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is met, but it tended to poverty. Now, in this scripture, it did not condemn withholding. Hello? What it condemned is withholding more than required. Which means, wisdom demands that you should learn how to withhold money. Praise God. If money enter your hand, you should not quickly spend. Think very well. If not, you will keep running in a circle where money comes and go. 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 You cannot hold it. So, it is good to know how to withhold money, provided it is not stinginess. That when the money is required, either for investment or for to sow a seed that will generate more income to you, you will have it. The reason why when opportunity comes for some people to sow, they don't have, is because they have spent the money. It's not because they didn't see money. They have spent it. Before doing money and gone. If it was an investment that would give them more money, there's more money again. Because the money came, but they have spent it. If you keep 10,000 for 10 years, take note of this. For example, this is another aspect of money. Some people save money, but they don't know how to invest money. If you keep 10,000 for 10 years, maybe you dig ground, put it, or put lock it somewhere. After 10 years, you open that place. How much will be there? Eh? The same 10,000 will be there. Praise God. It will not increase the size. Is that true? So it's not just about saving. It's about knowing how to invest. But rather, if you invest 10,000 naira and every month is giving you 1,000 naira, or let people assume on the poor note that it will give you 1,000 naira every year. In 10 years, you must have got 20,000. Is that also? Praise God. That's why financial intelligence talks about investing money, not just spending money. Understand that every money spent on liabilities do not return back. Money spent to buy food, money spent to buy clothes, money spent to pay rents, money spent on transportation, money spent to hold party, whether burial party, birthday party, or, you know, I used to sit and look at people in my own region in the south. Nobody wastes money like those people in this world. They will organize burial, birthday party, wedding party, just to waste money. They have no investment, nothing. Just wasting money. Money that will never return is gone. And that's all. So, it's a spirit that one must be very careful of. You know? Any money spent on celebration or food or pay transport or make journeys that are not rewarding, make calls that do not add anything to your life, then those money are wasted. Praise the Lord. So when you have financial intelligence, you will know that you cannot just be making calls that will not return anything to you. If there is no reason for calling somebody, that's why many people accuse me so much. You don't call. Okay, tell me one reason why we call you. Hello? Who are you? I didn't know your name before. Has your name changed? Is that what we'll be discussing? If there is no business discussion, no call. Praise the Lord. No call. Except there is something reasonable, something important that we want to talk. So there is no call. All of us spend money on FTN and Glo or whatsoever network. And spending, giving them money. Do they give us any money back? No. And they are richer. Don't you see that they are richer, getting richer every day? Because we are paying them money. Praise the Lord. And some people can buy 1,000 naira credit and finish it. In 1 day, 2 days, they have finished the money. They buy another one. If you go and calculate how much you used to buy a recharge card, go and calculate it and buy data. Data that did not give you anything in return. Then you will see how much you have wasted. Praise God. That's financial intelligence. So the more we learn these things, the better for our life. You will have peace. As important as enjoyment is, financial intelligence says that you spend part of what you make on investment to enjoy, not the main money. Amen. Let me give you this example as we round up. Instead of somebody using 100,000, for example, to buy a refrigerator, to cool water for him to enjoy. Somebody can invest that 100,000 on a business and without having a refrigerator. Then after he has made money from that 100,000, the money he made from that 100,000, he uses it to buy a refrigerator. Amen? That's what we are teaching. Why the 100,000 is still making money? So, enjoyment is gotten from money that you make, return on investment is what they used to enjoy. Not the main cash. So, majority of the people spend the main money to enjoy and they remain in the same position. Praise God. The one that is even the worst is somebody going to take a loan to buy liability. Take a loan to spend. No investment. And will be paying interest on the loan. When I, you know, as a man who deals with people, I was telling one of the parents one day in the school to pay the street children's school fees. And he told me he collect, and he was a government worker, that he collected loan to do burial. What did they say he do? Collected loan to do burial that now he cannot pay the children's school fees. At the end of the day, he has to withdraw the children from the school and carry them to government school. That is poverty spirits. That is poverty spirits. When a man cannot say no to certain expenses, that man will certainly rigmarole in poverty for life. That somebody say, bring money, we want to do this. For what? Why? How much are we going to get in return after we spend the money? Ah, they say, they ask that question. Yes! Because money doesn't go anyhow. That's why you see so many intelligent rich men, they don't give people money anyhow. Do you know about that? Before you see, you will ask this man for just that me 100,000 now. For where? For where? He think, if he's to give you even 10,000 naira, you think, what will he gain in that 10,000? Nothing. He just be dashing you? No. Praise God. Praise God. I am praying that with this little knowledge, God will open your brain in Jesus' name. You will start thinking and planning how to enhance your life in Jesus' name. It's not just about running up and down. It's not just about running up and down. It's about being strategic in whatsoever you are doing. Even in business. Strategic. If you are not strategic enough, you will see yourself. Every money can come and you spend it. Money come, 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 you spend it. And you wonder. Like, I was just noticing now that this is August ending. We are entering September. 2021 is going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we finish this year, our prayer point will change. I didn't hear you. Good amen. Amen. Your prayer point will change. Amen. You know there are some certain things we pray for we don't even need to pray for. All we need is to use our brain. Praise the Lord. Your brain to calculate and know how to get this thing done. Put certain things in place. But we keep disturbing heaven. We keep talking to God. We keep disturbing God. And sometimes God don't answer those prayers because he felt that only all the brain he has given to us we are not using is wasting away. So since the brain is wasting away, you are calling him to come do something, he will leave you there. When we finish this year, our prayer point will change. You will be able to be more focused and more articulate and more thoughtful on what you will do. And you will do things that will give you results in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are giving that 10,000 naira, you are giving that 5,000 naira, you will know for what. What am I spending it on? I round up by telling you. Some of you who are young today, you may not copy, you may not bother about some of us who are older, who have already gotten a lot of loads. I'm only talking to young people. Amen? And anybody who can help himself, even at this level. Even at this level. even at this level. If you are young, you should be able to plan yourself. Maybe you are not yet married, or you just get married. You should be able to plan your life immediately. Do everything you can. Because this thing called poverty, it does not have respect for anybody. It doesn't look at people's face. That this woman too beautiful. No, how can he be poor now? No, let's pity him. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. So that's why one has to use his brain to plan or see how to deliver himself from this trouble that the devil used human being to create in the world. God make everything beautiful, but man find out different invention. Man use their hand to find out many, many things that are causing problems in the world. So that's why, as somebody created by God, as somebody who has the knowledge of God, sit down, think, what can I do to make my life better? What can I do to make my family better? What can I also do to make my children to learn things? If you have made mistakes, you can teach your children. Oh, this is the mistake I made. Don't make that mistake. Amen? That is something. Making mistake is not a problem. It's not something you crucify yourself on. No. You have made a mistake. So teach other people not to make the same mistake. If you keep blaming yourself, oh, why did I make this mistake? You will not even be able to plan. Amen? So you'll be able to tell your children, don't do this. Don't follow this line. Don't marry like this. Don't give birth to children like this. Don't do like this. Don't do like this. At the end of the day, they will learn. If you live long and your children get blessed, you will still enjoy. Praise the Lord. So dearly beloved, everything that collects money from you unnecessarily has to be banned. You agree with that? It has to be what? Banned. Rise up on your feet. Thank God. I don't want to end up in poverty. I want God, I want you to help me. Help me to become more intelligent than I am now. To be able to do better than I have been doing. To be able to plan my tomorrow, plan my future as it ought to be. That if I'm to live for more 20 years in this world, for more 30 years as Christ tarried, I should do better than I am doing now. I don't want to make the same mistakes I made. If you're a young person, I don't want to make mistakes that my father made, my mother made, my brothers, senior brothers are making. I want to do better. Holy Ghost, give me grace. I want to do better. I want to be more intelligent. I want to think more than ever before. I want to be more calculative in what I am doing. I want to plan better. Holy Spirit, help me. Let grace come upon my life. 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 To use my head to plan. Not just to be doing things anyhow. Not just to be making mistakes here and there. I need more grace upon my life. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Yes, you are an intelligent spirit. Give me that intelligence that I need to master money. I don't want to live in poverty. I don't want to be looking for money to buy things and the money is not there. I don't want to be looking for money to do things and the money is not there. Maybe because I didn't know how to invest money. Maybe because I wasted the money that came into my hand yesterday. Oh Lord, give me more chance. Help me, Lord, to handle matters in a more serious way, in a more articulate way, in a more reasonable way. I don't just want to be working from morning to evening, morning to evening, from Monday to Saturday, even to Sunday sometimes, every day like that, without no reasonable return. That's what so many people are doing. And they are just praying. Praying for what? What are you planning? Have you made any strategy? Have you prepared yourself? Have you put certain plans on ground? What have you put on ground that you say God should bless? Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Jacob was very intelligent in the house of Laban. Intelligent man. He didn't go empty-handed because he was hardworking and he was calculative as well. He was making sure he had his own business. He didn't live empty-handed. Holy Spirit, help me. Wherever I've made mistakes in the past, I don't want to make such mistakes any longer. I don't want to make such mistakes any longer. I want to master money. That spirit of money that will make me to want to spend every money that comes into my hand quickly, I want to master it. I don't want to be behaving like that any longer. I want to be able to plan. I want to have a program that is on ground that I'm working with. Holy Spirit, help me. Jesus, give me more grace. Give me more grace. Give me more understanding. Give me more wisdom. So that as the days are going, I will be knowing more than what I have known. I'll be doing better. A wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. Help me, O God.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Almighty Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your servant you have used. Lord, we ask, O God, the grace for us to be the doer of the word. Lord, release upon us in the name of Jesus. That which we have heard tonight, O God, Father, King of glory, shall produce in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.